You are listening to Call to Homeschool, episode number 79, Science Curriculum Ideas. This is your manual to becoming the amazing homeschool mom you were called to be.
Hi, friends.
Hey, guys. Welcome back. Episode number 79. Today, we're talking about science.
Yes, this was interesting. Our list is super short, so this might be a very short episode, and maybe that will be perfect for you because you're a busy mom.
Yeah, so are we.
Yeah, that's the story of my life right now. I went through a phase when I had my kids. The first five kids are born in 6 years, and so I went through this phase where it was just like chaos, and then I had this lull, and now I have five teens. And they're not naughty and they're not stinkers or like I don't have behavior issues or anything I'm dealing with, but like I am so tired.
It's just busy.
It's so busy.
Yeah.
And I just, everybody's in
I'm
one
in
thing.
I'm in that phase too. Yes. It's just like constant busy. Yeah.
Yes. It's tough. And so it's awesome. And I finally just, I'm like, I love you, but I can't talk to you past 9 o'clock at night. You're going to have to hit me up in the day. Go running with me. Then you can talk all you want. So
yeah.
Anyway.
So do you want to share any fun things happening on your website right now?
Yes, just a reminder, like I am in the middle of this beta group of No Yelling Mamas. And it's awesome, of this full-on boot camp of 6 weeks of truly becoming a No Yelling Mama.
It's so awesome.
And so I have my No Yelling support group.
On Facebook, we'll link that.
Yes. And so join that group. I give help and then just, it's fun. And yeah, so this, it's been this beta group. So I pulled from my No Yelling Mamas of who wanted to be in this beta group, and they had to help me with like spelling errors and just editing like that. But then they got the program for free. So it will be available next year. And anybody in my lifetime membership with Mama's membership gets it at a discounted price. So like I've said before, it's $100 before the end of the year. So seriously, do not miss this chance.
You're running out of time.
You are going to kick yourself.
Yes.
If you don't.
And just as we're going into science, we're going to talk about some likes and dislikes. But if you hop over to Teach Beside Me and you just want like a science experiment of the day kind of thing, I've got hundreds, like literally hundreds
of
them. So stop on by for just some fun science activities if you want something like that.
You could do your whole term, month, however you do, just off Karen's. I actually utilize her a lot for co-ops.
Yeah. It's a good one. Sometimes when I'm teaching my co-op classes too, I just go back to my website. I'm like, I'll do this one. All right, we're good. You know, I just plan my lessons from old activities I've put on there. So there's a lot on there to do. So as we go into what we're talking about now, we'll talk more about that.
Well, I think that takes us, we had one dislike, and that's curriculum.
Yeah, and I thought that was so funny that most of our friends, kind of a recap of what we're doing here again.
Yes.
Every week we need to just kind of recap for those who haven't listened to the past episodes. But what we were doing with this curriculum series is interviewing homeschool moms from our co-op group. Veteran homeschool moms that have lots of kids and lots of years under their belt. And what they love and don't love about the different types of homeschool curriculum. And so today's topic is science. And as Meg said, they don't like science curriculum.
And that's why you have people like Karen who just create fun activities that you could just be like, you know what are you interested in?
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Yeah. So we have done, we've talked a lot about some of our science likes and dislikes, but my most favorite too, is just like pulling out a science experiment book and learning some things through that, or living science books I love a lot. And what we mean by living are things that kind of delve into the topic and teach it in a really fun and explorative way.
The scientist life, what was going on, why did they create something, like what inspired it, you know.
Yeah, so books like that, and we should have come up with a list of some of our favorites there, but I can come up with some for you that I love. Maybe if you think of any
of science books or historical fiction.
Anything kind of science-y related scientist books.
Okay, we'll
add
a few
favorites at the end.
Give us a second to think.
Putting her on the spot this time.
I know.
But anyway, that's something I love to do, is just read more like that.
Yes. So do you want to start there or do you want to end there?
Let's end there.
Okay. Okay, so our friends, they're like, so their dislike was just a curriculum. They don't want a curriculum. They want it to be what they want it to study. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was interesting because that's how I feel.
Yeah.
A lot of them love Apologia. And we talked about in the episode that we both have used Apologia. Mm-hmm. Their new stuff, I have not liked it as much. Mm-hmm, and same. They have come out anti-Mormon, LDS. Mm-hmm. And so I actually don't buy any of their new products. But before they had that change, I did like their old stuff.
Yeah, same. And they've got some really great stuff we've used a lot of. And that is a curriculum. And I kind of feel the same way about the younger years, not using a curriculum so much. But I think when you get older, you kind of need to have the solid, like, we took chemistry in high school and physics and, you know, those sorts of things. That's my opinion. So when my kids get a little older, we do delve into deeper.
Well, I feel like because they would take Apologia, but they don't, like, do it how it's supposed to be done.
Oh, gotcha.
So they would, like, okay, we're reading about seals today. And we'll read a couple sections and we're going to watch a YouTube video and then we're going to make a
book
seal,
about it. Or...
And we're going to SeaWorld soon. And so we'll, mm-hmm. like, learn something like that. So I think maybe it's more of a general study guide or an idea like guide. Yeah. Does that make sense? So none of them said that they used it how it was meant to be used.
And I've talked about that so many times with curriculum as well, that I kind of like to take them as just my outline.
Yes.
And then we go into the parts we love and we skip the parts we don't, and we just use it the way it works for us. And I think that's really important to learn as homeschoolers, is that you can do that with any curriculum.
Yes. Okay, the next one was Generous Genius, and it is an online subscription.
I've never heard of this one before.
I have not either, but we wanted to share what our friends loved. Oh, I said it wrong. Generation Genius.
Generation Genius, okay.
Online science videos and lessons for kindergarten to eighth grade.
Well, that looks like a lot of fun.
And he's very silly. That's what they were saying. He's very fun.
Cool. And I've never heard that, but that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yes. That's funny. I wrote that. I did not hear them when they were telling me.
Generation Genius, not Generous Genius. The next one is the Magic School Bus. And they have books. They have TV shows. They even have kits that you can purchase, like science experiment kits that you can get on Amazon. And they're all just so much fun. We love them.
Well, Karen was Miss Frizzle for Halloween. Was that last year or 2 years ago?
That was just, I don't know. Is that last year? Yeah, I think that was just this last year.
She full-on dyed her hair.
Like, I did not dye my hair, but I spray-painted it orange. But that was the most fun costume. You can find that in my Instagram.
Fantastic.
That was probably one of my most liked Instagram posts ever.
Yeah, it was awesome. She committed.
I did, and I loved it, and it was fun. And one of the little girls in our co-op still, to this day, every time she sees me, calls me Miss Frizzle and hugs me and is like, I love you, Miss Frizzle. I'm like, you're the cutest ever.
Yes, I actually utilized Magic School Bus on, like, probably just on TV or something, mm-hmm. after I had kid number 6, and I just felt tired. And I was like, guess what science is today, friends? Magic School Bus.
Yeah, so we have the old version. There's a new version now, and I haven't watched any of those.
Watched the new one.
And I don't know anything about the new one, but the old version, we bought the full season series or whatever DVD set of that, and my kids will still pop them in from time to time and love them.
Yes, we have several of the books and whatnot.
And along the lines of DVD sets for science, Popular Mechanics for Kids. Have you ever seen those?
I've heard of it.
They're so great. We love them so much. My kids love them, and they learn so much from them. So that's another highly recommended fun science set.
I think a great one is Janine Brady. Is that right? Now that I'm saying that.
Isn't she?
Nope.
That's the music.
That
person.
Is the music. Do you know which one I'm talking about?
I don't.
Oh, great. I was being all great trying to go off the fly. It's like physics. It's on Amazon. And it is like the teeniest little lessons.
I'm sorry. I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Okay.
I feel bad. But I can't read her mind.
Okay. Let me see if I can get it to pull up. So it has these fantastic books, and it's the simplest lesson plan and the science. There we go. Physics for every kid.
Oh, okay.
Janice
Van Cleves. We have almost all of her books. I love them.
They are fantastic.
Yeah, I love them.
Simple Science Experiment. I electrocuted my kids with a battery or something. We did something like that. We got Tinfoil Hot by rubbing it on things, mm-hmm. like just fun little things. So if you have a kid into a certain science thing, that one was way fun. Just simple experiments. it always has like the list of like, this is what you can buy beforehand.
And she teaches the concept in it too, which I love. She's,
yes,
it's not just here's an experiment. It's like, here's why it works and how it works. And I like experiments when there's a lesson behind it and not just doing it just to do it and see something magic, but she does that.
So she has energy for every kid, biology for every kid, oceans.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
She's more than I have.
But I know. Look at this.
We have a lot of them and she has a lot more than I have. That's cool.
Oh, that's fun.
Chemistry.
Oh my gosh. Our podcast, I know we don't do like paid promotions and whatnot through it, but it's costing me money because I keep buying. More books.
We always buy each other's recommendations.
Oh, that looks awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, look, she even has scientists.
We'll link to these for you in the show notes as well.
Okay, so Karen put me on the spot with scientists, but I thought of one book that I really, really loved. Archimedes.
No. Oh, yeah. And the Door to Science.
Yes.
That book is so good. Write that down so I don't forget it. Archimedes and the Door to Science. And there's other ones like that. What, the Galileo, we talked about the Galileo one in one of our episodes recently.
And Galen.
And Galen and the Gateway to Medicine.
Yes, that's the same author. Is that both Janice so Van Cleve on both of those?
No.
Oh my gosh, we're so prepared today.
We're just on here on our computers getting everything that we keep forgetting and our brains are too full today. But yes,
Jean Bendick.
Yeah.
So she, in
Herodotus.
Oh, that's the Road to
Herodotus. The Road to History.
But Galen and the Gateway to Medicine. He was Roman time, I believe, like when the Romans, and they didn't know a lot of things with medicine and whatnot. And I think it was illegal to mess with a dead body, like have a cadaver and to discover it. So he would utilize animals or other things like that. No, he liked to do gladiators because if they were cut
open, he
could see what was inside of them to make things work.
That's right.
And so there was a lot of cool stuff with that. That
sounds
gory.
He was one of the
gory.
First people that like
sanitized things.
Well, and learned about the anatomy of a human body, the inside of a human body.
Yes, but I think he used alcohol to clean things and he didn't realize he was sanitizing things instead of because they would just use the same tool over and over again, right? But I made it sound gory. It's not.
No, it's
totally
a really
for
cool
kids.
Book. It's really cool. And then it was Along Came Galileo.
Yeah, so we talked
really
about
great one.
But Archimedes, every single one of my kids have loved Archimedes and the Door of Science.
Yeah, those are great.
We talked about one time too with the getting to know the world's greatest scientists. Those ones are really fun.
Those ones are really good.
And then I love all the Gail Gibbons books.
Yep.
They are picture books and they are very fun. I did with Briggy last year. I have already talked about this before. But we would read a Gail Gibbons book about any topic he was interested in, and then we would watch a YouTube video about it.
And it was really fun. So I love the Thornton Burgess books that are animal. They teach about animals.
Oh,
and
yes.
So cute. They're really good for really young ones. I just love those. And then there's some other ones. I'm looking over at the Simply Charlotte Mason because I remember I've used some of their science. So I see if I can find it. I remember Jack's Insects was one of them. And there's another, I'm trying to remember the names of them, but they have some really good living science type books also that we've read over the years. And the Well-Educated Heart has a lot of science books that are awesome too.
Yeah. We actually were organized, but apparently we went off script. So
we went on some tangents, but
yes. But now you have more things to look at. So a lot of our friends prefer not to have just like a curriculum, but they love pulling from different things and utilizing it. For my family, we usually have them study a scientist on their own. I utilize co-op a lot for science. I know Karen's taught science a ton at our co-op.
Yeah.
So I just put my kids in her class. She's teaching history this term, though.
Yeah.
I had to wing her class this last week. I'm Karen's helper.
She's my helper, and I got sick. Anyway,
not COVID.
Sorry for our random chatting today. We hope you guys are doing well, and thank you for tuning in and listening to us today, and have a wonderful day.
See you guys.
Thank you for listening to Called to Homeschool. Be sure to subscribe and we'd love to hear your comments or questions. You can find all our show notes on calledtohome.com.